the main guys, the majority of the guys are coming back. And like I've been saying all day, it's not, you know, it's not about picking up what we did last year. It's about starting over, starting in camp and saying, all right, look, we got to remember what we did last year and understand how, you know, how much better we have to play this year to get that going even better. I mean, personally, I think we can be even better than we were last year.
With a first-year quarterback, you put some of the, I think you take some of the pressure off him by being so good defensively. Necessarily, if he does make, you know, a couple mistakes during a game, but you know, if you guys are back there.
Well, first of all, I just want to start by saying I have complete confidence in Andrew Maxwell. You know, I've seen him compete the last 3 years here, but yeah, I think as any guy that's just starting off, even, you know, me last year, guys that's starting their first time, especially at quarterback, it gives them confidence to know they have a running back. You know, running backs like Larry Caper and Le'Veon Bell, you know, that's a huge, that's talked about quite a bit. And on defense, you know, we just like to think that we can, you know, obviously keep the team from scoring, but relieve the pressure from him and allow him to, you know, kind of get comfortable the first few weeks and really get his feet wet.
So I was talking to Chris Norman about rivalry games, and obviously the one in Michigan goes without saying, but the last couple of years, the games with Wisconsin have been important, intense. How would you describe what that series has developed into with Wisconsin?
You know, I would describe it as, you know, smash mouth, hard-hitting physical football games. You know, it's like you said, they've been intense. They've been intense, but not only they've been intense and hard-hitting, but they've meant things. When we play them, they mean things. So that's why everyone's kind of been talking about how it's developed into a rivalry. It's not, you know, it's not like a Michigan rivalry. It's different than that. It's kind of in this era a rivalry, just because, first of all, how good the games have been, but most importantly, because of the games mean something and you remember those kind of games.
You know, Chris was talking about, you know, the Big Ten Network shows games all the time, and he said he can watch the first one from last year, the Hail Mary, all the way through start to finish. He said he gets to the other one, the championship game, he kind of turns it off at the end. What do you remember from those two games?
You know, I just remember the Wisconsin, the first one was, it was a fun game. We had College Game Day coming in, and I mean, it was just, it was the first for me to have them coming. It was a night game, my first night game, I think, not my second night game starting, but the first one against a premier opponent. So, that, I mean, that was an exciting time. And the second one, you know, we really had full confidence going in. I really thought we were going to win the game, you know, going in. I can remember, you know, and not looking past them at all, but I just, it was just a confidence. I didn't even, the fact of losing never even, like, occurred to me. So, that, I mean, it was really disappointing to lose that one the way we did. But, I mean, like I said, the rivalry is continuing, and I think this year we'll have another shot at it.
With Maxwell, how does a guy follow a legend like Kirk Cousins? And do you try, I don't know, you guys try not to talk about Kirk so much because he's his own guy? How do you guys handle
it? I mean, it's not about not talking about Kirk. We respect Kirk and everything he did here. You know, he's one of the winningest coaches in Michigan State history. So
quarterbacks, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry. But, I mean, that's...
Give me the next
no,
coach,
I'm sorry. A lot of talking today. But, yeah, I mean, he's something that we take pride of, a guy like Kirk. But Maxwell's his own guy. You know, he can't. Maxwell's not filling Kirk's shoes like I didn't fill Greg's shoes. Maxwell's not replacing Kirk. Maxwell is Andrew Maxwell. It's Andrew Maxwell's era at Michigan State. And I, like I've been saying all day, I have no doubt in him. I have all confidence in him. And I'm really excited. You know, a lot of people, you know, question him because he's a new guy, no experience. But I know what he can do, and I'm excited to see, you know, his action on the field.
So what can he do? What does he do well?
Well, first of all, he's got an incredible arm. You know, some guys argue that he's got a bigger arm than Kirk, and I think he does too. But also, he has the ability to get out of the pocket and get out of pressure. You know, Kirk never seemed like he could do that until the bowl game last year he started doing it. So, you know, he's asked him why he didn't do that the whole last 3 years. But you know, Andrew exercises that quite a bit. You know, he has the ability to get out of pressure situations and really manage the game, I think, against our defense. You know, we play him every day, and he's able to, you know, pick us apart in a few places, partly because he plays us every day and knows our defense so well. But I mean, like I said, I'm excited for him.
With your rivalry, Max, I know I asked Michigan yesterday about, you know, I asked him about your defense, how good you guys actually were, because you guys were the only team that could really slow them down last year in the conference. And they keep saying, we didn't play Michigan football. I mean, do you think they respect you guys yet, as even though you've beaten 4 years in a row? I mean, do you think they actually respect you as a rival, that you guys could actually be better in the state?
No, I think there's always going to be that little bit of over on that side of the state. It's going to be their little, you know, pocket of whatever they think that we are compared to them. And really, that's not our fight to fight. Our fight is to go out there and beat them on the field like we have been, and hopefully do that again this year down at Michigan Stadium. So, I mean, that's not our fight. What they're going to say in their interviews, that they're gonna, how they're going to act. We're going to go out there, and if they're not going to play Michigan football, we're going to play Michigan State defense. So whatever they bring, we'll be there.
How good of a defense do you feel you guys can be as opposed to like what you were a year ago?
You know, I think it's an opportunity for us to grow upon what we did last year. Not only, you know, not take what we did last year and understand what it took to get there, and then realize if we just do a little bit more each week, you know, that we can be, you know, that we can be a special unit.
All the attention on the defense, is there ever a point where you feel like you guys need to not pay attention to any of that thought? Because maybe get a little bit kind of bothered sometimes. I think you're some great defense.
You know, absolutely, especially this weekend. There's been a lot of talk about it, but, I mean, that's just about staying grounded and staying, like I said, understanding what it actually took. I keep saying that, but it's really the truth, what it actually took to be that defense last year, and understand that we got to do that again. And really, once you get into camp, you know, right now there's a lot of talk, a lot of media around it, but once you get into camp, you're pretty locked in. You're pretty, you know, with your guys and doing the same thing every day. So that's, you know, that kind of comes by itself, and I don't, you know, I've seen some of the stuff that's been written about us or against us, and it's just over the years it's made me, you know, a little bit insensitive to it and just worry about what I got to worry about.